Save a potato field here and there, at long intervals, the whole country is either in wood or pasture. Horses, cattle, and sheep are the principal inhabitants of these mountains. But all through the year, lazy columns of smoke rising from the depths of the forest proclaim the presence of that half-outlaw, the charcoal burner. While in early spring, added curls of vapor show that the maple sugar boiler is also at work. But as for farming, as a regular vocation, there is not much of it here. At any rate, no man by that means accumulates a fortune from his thin and rocky soil, all whose arable parts have long since been nearly exhausted. Yet during the first settlement of the country, the region was not unproductive. Here it was that the original settlers came, acting upon the principle well known to have regulated their choice of site, namely, the high land in preference to the low, as less subject to the unwholesome miasmas generated by breaking into the rich valleys and alluvial bottoms of primeval regions. By degrees, however, they quitted the safety of this sterile elevation to brave the dangers of richer, though lower, fields, so that at the present day some of those mountain townships present an aspect of singular abandonment, though they have never been aught but peace and health. They, in one lesser aspect at least, look like countries.